Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for that. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and twitching and motivated every morning. And thanks to everyone. A lot of fun, a lot of calls and texts and emails.
Also, thank you for listening on this Wednesday, the last day of May.
And thanks to Dustin William Rhodes, our executive producer.
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. Get my lovin' on the run. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for that. Outstanding.
He said, okay, when we make the finals, let me know if your family wants some tickets. So this was before we were even in the playoffs. This is before we lost to the Hawks for the first play-in game. And I just felt like I knew that, you know, everybody's like, we have a 3% chance of making the finals. But when he sent me that, I knew we were making the finals, because he didn't say if we make the finals. He said when we make the finals. So now that we're in the finals, I can say that story.
So that is the tennis star Coco Gauff, who got tickets from Jimmy before anything began.
Before they even won finals. A game. Yep. That's confidence. Good for him.
Jimmy is Jimmy. And
playoff Jimmy.
Playoff Jimmy, I apologize. That's not a thing, but it is a thing.
It is a thing.
And we are delighted to welcome back Mr. Lawrence Holmes, everybody. Lawrence! And he's with Dan Bernstein.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to. I thank you guys because I had an early flight last Wednesday out of Arizona. That's usually how I roll. Like, I like to get on the first flight out of town.
Last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, going back. So the flight was, I think, was 6:05. So I was able to listen to you guys at 4 in the morning on my way back to the airport.
That's great. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. It was nice. It was very nice. It was like, oh, look at this. This feels good. Instead of listening to other stuff.
It's usually a pretty good quality. Hour. It's a pretty strong hour.
What was the Steve Miller Band Joker?
Because Joker was singing that.
Well, he so works out Joker, to it.
Yeah,
he works
was out lifting to it yeah. right after they finished up.
And then, and apparently, Steve Miller and his wife reached out to him.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they want to be. We were talking last week to the reporter that covers him for the Denver Post, mm-hmm. who said that Steve Miller and they want to be part of the Nuggets family.
That's cool.
Steve Miller, renowned for kind of cranky. Have you not ever heard that? He's kind of a cranky rock star.
Yeah, I saw him in concert, and he was not exactly warm.
Yeah.
As far as the relationship with the audience goes, like, all right, here's another song. All right, here's another one for you suckers. Yeah. Here you go. You like that? Here's another. I guess I'll do a couple more.
I figured that Brandon played it because some people call him Maurice.
As he speaks of the pompatus of love, and yes. No one knows what that means.
Well, it means, like, it's from pompous, I'm pretty sure. It's, and it means, like, It means kind of what would
it's the, not it's from
yeah, no it's it is it
it's
is,
not it's from a doo-wop single. It's a bastardization.
It's a word.
It's not.
I guarantee you it's a word.
It's not. There's a long history
I
of
love
the pompatus.
I love this little right. Guys are at loggerheads.
We're not.
Is that a word? I just it enjoy that. Like you have
it's
that.
It's a word in the dictionary. That's
and,
all.
And then you have Space Cowboy, and then you go Jamiroquai.
So is Steve Miller kind of like the Nuggets version of Steve Perry for the White Sox?
Don't.
Yeah,
stop.
But I think he can actually sing still.
Okay.
I think that's the difference.
They replaced him, right?
Pompatus is a noun. One who is pompous or splendid.
Pompatus is a nonsense word coined by Steve Miller in his hit single "The Joker." It is based on a song from Vernon Green called "The Letter,"
right? But
where
he said
discuss the puppetutes of love, and it was made up. Steve Miller was trying to say puppetutes, and he made up pompetus.
One who is pompetus or splendid, ostentatious or spectacle.
Who are your sources? If I'm asking and listening to you guys right now. I want to see your footnotes.
Internet.com?
Okay.
I believe there is even a Wikipedia entrance. I don't know if that matters.
Well, Wikipedia is never wrong.
No. I'm not implying that they're always right. I'm just saying.
It says it's a corruption of or imagined variation on the word puppetutes, which was itself a coinage originated by Vernon Green at the age of 14 in the song The Letter of 1954.
I would only want to know if I can use it in Scrabble.
You can use it in Scrabble.
Then
it's
that's
in the
a
dictionary.
Word.
Thank you.
Then
that's
a word.
I said.
Okay, I'm
it's in.
In
the dictionary,
Mully's
Dan.
Right.
Mully's actually,
right.
Not everything in the dictionary is in the Scrabble.
Scrabble dictionary?
Yeah, the Scrabble dictionary doesn't include, because dictionaries reflect usage.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So you're saying I couldn't use it in Scrabble?
I don't know.
I think you don't know is what you're saying.
I don't know if it's in the official
Scrabble. I would use it in Scrabble, and if I got stopped, well, maybe someone used the word pomp, and then I
would love to play you. I would love to play you in Scrabble one day.
You want
to
go?
Let's go. Let's go. That would be great radio.
That feels like a really good Twitch event.
Here's a great event.
I'm serious.
I remember Dan Bernstein laughing, saying he was going to play Raymond
and
in Scrabble.
And got smashed.
And got destroyed. Yeah, you know why? Because Raymond's a Scrabble player.
Well, also, he plays a gorilla version of Scrabble where it's he's there.
Well,
there's
G-U-E-R.
You laughed at him. I did.
And he fired back, and he caught me off guard.
I'm like, I'm not in hyphen to be able to spell out Ultravac.
I'm like, exactly. I'm not sure that this is allowed in the game. So yes, it is. It's allowed. All right. Okay. I guess we're doing this now. And yep. And I said, are you sure on that one? He's like, yep. I don't think you can do that. It wasn't playing redeemable blanks. And you're all right.
You
all good.
Were
and
there's beaten pretty bad.
There's
yep.
so many two-letter words.
And you're arrogant.
Yes. You never use in the course of a conversation ever.
Oh, like.
They're good Scrabble words.
The key are the Q words, the X words, and the Z words. If you know, like, Azo and Zoa and Qua.
Right.
You know, those you can steal the triple letter
your
scores.
Your arrogance is what led to your downfall.
His tragic flaw.
Pride cometh before the Scrabble game.
The tragic
that would be
flaw.
Hubris.
Mm-hmm. That was hubris.
Yes.
You literally laughed at him, and then he came for you. It was beautiful.
Yep. Came to my condo with his Scrabble board.
And you should have known at that point.
Yeah, well, no. He's like, we're doing this. It's like his board. He's walking.
Did he have the spinny guy?
No.
He had like an old school flip out. He didn't have the spin, like the one you can spin around?
No, it wasn't that one. That my mom has that one.
Did he hit you with that?
I have that one.
I
love that
one. He should have finished and then slapped you across the face.
What's he doing now? Is he working for Ohio State?
Raymond Harris?
Yeah.
I think he is.
He was great. What a good dude.
Oh, yeah. Great dude. I think he's working in the athletic department.
I called him one time and he was like, hey, how'd you get my number? And I'm like, you gave it to me. We were sitting in line. I explained the whole thing. And he said, huh, I must like you more than I thought. What do you got? What have you?
Was that the same year that Dave Craig tried to challenge you to define the word penultimate?
You remember that?
You like that word.
Well, it was super weird. Like, he was trying to tell me, I don't know what it was.
You gave him a look like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, yeah? You think you're so smart? What does penultimate mean? And you're like, next to last?
According to...
I was an English major, pal.
It was
pal.
So funny.
It was funny. He went to Milford College. Did you know that?
Dave, you're talking about Dave Craig now.
Milton.
Oh, yeah.
Milton? I thought it was Milford.
I think it's Milton College.
Raymond was working for Ohio State University from 2010 through September of 2022 as a director of development. Now, at least according to LinkedIn, he is chief executive officer of Elite Mindset and Performance based out of Columbus.
Cool.
We should have him come on.
Ray,
play Dan over the air.
Yes, let's get Raymond on the show to talk about the anniversary of him smashing Dan.
I don't know when the anniversary is.
It doesn't
we'll
matter.
Just, we'll
just
it
we'll
up.
Just pick a day.
Yeah. What do you got?
Today, we're a little truncated because we have Cubs coming up at 12:45 for the pregame. But Lawrence is going to ease his way back in. He'll tell tales of Arizona hills and mesas as he was stalking the Roadrunner. And Mike Florio, 11, Russ Dorsey, 11:25, high noon, 11:45. I want to talk about this news regarding the negotiations to extend Nikola Vucevic and what may be happening with the Bulls.
Have a great show.
See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.